Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. A former Quebec judge has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of his wife. It's the culmination of a 15-year legal battle for Jacques Delisle. He's believed to be the first judge in this country to stand trial for murder. Alison Northcott takes us through how we got here.
There is not this cloud over him anymore.
Jacques Delisle's defense lawyer, Jacques La Rochelle, says his client's long legal saga has finally come to an end. 88-year-old Delisle didn't answer reporters' questions as he entered a Quebec City courtroom where he pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of his wife, Nicole Rainville. It's been 15 years since Rainville died from a gunshot wound to the head. Delisle has always maintained her death was a suicide, but the former judge was convicted of first-degree murder in 2012 and sentenced to life in prison. He appealed and lost. In a 2015 interview, Delisle admitted he had provided his wife the loaded gun he says she used to kill herself, but maintained his innocence. In court, the Crown and defense didn't agree on what happened that day, but they did agree on a guilty plea to the lesser charge of manslaughter. Alison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
Six of the biggest for-profit long-term care providers in Ontario face class-action lawsuits for gross negligence during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. A provincial court has certified the class actions, meaning the cases can now proceed. Mike Crawley reports.
The Ontario Superior Court considered nearly 30 separate lawsuits filed against some 300 long-term care homes across the province. The court's decision gives the green light to class actions against some of the biggest names in for-profit long-term care in Ontario, including Extendicare, Rivera, Chartwell, and Sienna.
I know these families have been through a lot.
Vivian Stamatopoulos is a professor at Ontario Tech University and an advocate for the families of people in long-term care.
Any step closer to accountability and justice is a step in the right direction.
COVID-19 killed some 4,000 long-term care residents in this province. For-profit homes accounted for a disproportionate number of those deaths. The court declined to certify separate class actions against municipally run and independent homes, saying the cases did not meet the legal bar. CBC News asked the companies named in the lawsuits for comment. So far, none have replied. Mike Crawley, CBC News, Toronto.
A U.S. federal judge in Florida has rejected a bid by Donald Trump to dismiss his classified documents criminal case. Eileen Cannon ruled that while the former president's lawyers made arguments worthy of consideration, they did not merit throwing the case out. Cannon was nominated to the bench by Trump. This is one of the four criminal cases against him. A pregnant woman was forced to give birth outside a Drummondville, Quebec hospital because she couldn't get in by the main entrance. The health agency, known as the CIUS, serving central Quebec, says a person has been laid off for not helping. John Ngala reports.
Early Tuesday morning, employees were told about noise outside of the St. Croix hospital. They arrived on the scene and found the woman who had just given birth. It says the family was taken care of right away, but because of the incident, it plans to improve its services. It also says a worker has been laid off for not attending to the situation, and it's reviewing the signs outside of the hospital to see if they're clear.
The mother had been in a...
Paul Brunet is president of the Quebec Council for Patients' Rights. He's happy to know the delivery went well and that the child is healthy, but questions why the signage issue outside the hospital was not handled earlier.
With the number of people working, how can... nobody up to that night had been able to observe that there was a problem, because there was a problem. If there was collection, there was a problem.
The CIUS insists it will improve signage to make sure instructions are clear. John Ngala, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is The World This Hour. Get all the news you need anytime, anywhere. Download Canada's news app, the free CBC News app, today. Now with 18 live local streams. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.